Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I just want to start off by talking about reading books. I love to read, and lately I've been interviewing lots of authors, so I get to read their new books and discover the powerful messages they have for people and the passion they have to share their gifts with the world. And it's a gift for me to be able to share them with you. And so today I have the honor to introduce you to my guest, Sedina Capinelli. She is a co-author with her husband, George, of Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide to Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday, which I think includes most of us. Together, they are leading advocates for those of us who see aging as an opportunity, not a liability. These two people are accomplished authors, world-class consultants, keynote speakers, and co-founders of Age Nation, a digital media company and social enterprise, as well as the Age of Empowerment, which is a nonprofit focused on supporting vulnerable sections of our aging population. So together, Sedina and George are leading experts on individual, organizational, and societal changes, serving hundreds of thousands of individuals and many of the world's leading corporations. In their new book, well, actually, they have two other books that they've authored, Say Yes to Change, 25 Keys to Making Change Work for You, and Authenticity, A Guide to Greater Meaning and Purpose at Work and at Home. They have their own radio talk show, which is Age Nation Radio Magazine. And Sedina is also the founder of About Life, Inc., a company she created to create personal and wellness empowerment to women. So their book, Do Not Go Quietly, provides practical and relevant recommendations on how to lead a more satisfying and successful life. The authors challenge us to reconnect with our dreams, share our wisdom and experience, create a legacy of genuine value for those who will come after us. And you can discover more on their websites, which are www.agenation.com, and also the website for their book, donotgoquietlythebook.com. And, of course, you can always order the book on Amazon. So welcome, Sedina, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. I'm very glad to be here, and I appreciate that introduction. Thank you.
Yes, well, first, I think in my show and at Women of Wisdom, which is the organization I founded, it's all about women sharing their stories. And so I would love for you to share your story, how it came to be for you to be an advocate for the aging segment of our population.
Well, first of all, I love what you're doing. You know, it's a very synergistic message with our message. And my path, my journey began really, both George and I, I'm going to speak for him too a little bit on this part. We were moved to write this next book, our Do Not Go Quietly, because of our personal experience assisting both sets of our parents in the end of their life journeys. And really the experience shocked us, just the healthcare and life care systems in such disarray. And we concluded that our governments and many of our institutions and businesses and the majority of us really as individuals are just simply unprepared for the graying of our population. And if we really want to live our lives out in dignity, then we figured we're the ones that have to do something differently. So that was one piece. And then for me personally, besides that, I also had my own sort of perfect storm of transition where I had turned 50 years, I was around 50 years of age. My mother had recently passed away. I'm the oldest of eight kids, and I was very close to my mother. And I was moving to a new state to marry George, a brand new marriage, and had just found out that I was officially in menopause. And at the same time, I was mourning the first half of my life. So it was really a perfect storm of transition. And it brought with it a lot of grace and a lot of guidance for me, because it created in me a desire to learn more, to know more about what is this time of life like. So I delved into partial Native American history on my father's side, and was very buoyed up and inspired to find that Indigenous people believe that the latter part of your life, or the second half of your life, is a wonderful time. It's about leaving a legacy and being honored for all the experience and wisdom that you've, you know, created, that you've collected to this time. So that inspired me to create About Life, my own company. I'm making this very short, but it just kind of was a domino effect for me. I kept moving forward. We wrote a couple of books, and then we were invited to go to the International Conference on Aging in Australia, in Sydney. And George and I were both incredibly embarrassed by the United States' participation regarding elders. And so many other countries are doing so many wonderful things that we both just decided there on the spot that this was going to be our work, and it has become my passion for this second half of my life.
Oh, that's so, you know, and it's so important, because many of us, particularly at that age of, you know, I remember turning 50 and also went to menopause at that age. And now, just still looking back on my life, and I know I've got a lot ahead of me, but I also had my father pass away a year ago, and working with him in his last year, and he lived to over 100.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And he lived till the last day. I lived his life. And yet he, the last few months, was moving from an apartment in a retirement home to assisted living. And I'm so grateful that he was able to stay in assisted living, and we made that work, versus ending up in a nursing home, which would have been an alternative if he'd continued to live and health keep declining. And I saw him make that conscious choice, like, this isn't a way to live, and I don't want to go down that path. And but to look at that and just, you know, it's so heartbreaking when you go into places like that, and you're so right, as we have so much work to do in this country, so much. And I know there's alternatives where instead of going to nursing care homes, there are independent homes where you can be with five or six people and live in a home and be taken care of. And I think there's going to be more and more of that, and it's so much healthier. And even I have a neighbor who could have been moved to, probably assisted living, but her daughter chose to come move in with her. She didn't want to see her go to a nursing home. And that's a hard choice to make, but she did it very willingly. And a lot of people can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry, my dogs are howling in the background. I don't know if you can hear them.
I heard something, yes.
Yeah, they greet people that way. I'm sorry, it was just right out the window. I think they're stopping here in a minute. I'm sorry if I interrupted you. I agree with you completely that we need to change things, Chris, that's for sure. And I'm really in awe of your father's situation and the choices that you've made, and how wonderful that he lived beyond 100. How old was he?
Oh, he was 3 months shy of being 101.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a few million now. I think it's 8 million people that are in the United States that are over 100.
8 million? Wow, that's a lot.
So it's coming. We're in it. And there's some sort of statistic that in all of human history, I think the average age was something like 19 years old. And so those of us, particularly us boomers and on, which I happen to be, because I'm turning 65 this month, actually, that we, all of us, and those of us older too, we're getting 40 to 50 years more of life than we've ever had, ever in our history. So we have an opportunity here to move forward in our lives in a completely different way and reinvent ourselves and have several chances to do that, you know.
Yeah, that's what's so exciting. Now, you talk about a demographic revolution.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it's huge. It's like a tsunami coming at us, in a sense. We have over 50% of our population, for the first time in history, will be over 50 years of age. And this isn't just our country. This is everywhere. It's taking place right now. I think it's going to be a little bit longer before we actually get to that point. But birth rates are declining, and it's just something that we are not ready for. We're not ready for the implications of this revolution. It's enormous. There's unprecedented social, political, philosophical, and economic change that's going to take place on every level. If you consider it, healthcare, you know, medical services, private residences, everything we do, design, our everyday products, communities we build that you were mentioning earlier, all of it is going to be different now. I think it's something like one person joins this group every 7 seconds. So the number of older people is expanding faster than the number of young. And we have about 160 million people in the younger generations that will bear the responsibility for our well-being and for this world that we're leaving them. And we did at one time, scientists thought this was a blip on the screen, it would subside, but studies show that this graying of the world's population will continue unabated for the first 75 years of the century. So
yes,
it's not going away.
Yeah, and you mentioned the 160 million of young people that the burden will be on, and maybe not entirely, because we're living longer and we're being active longer,
and
but still, regardless, there'll be health issues, there'll be all those things that you mentioned, and they're probably not even thinking about it, because when you're in your 20s, you're just living life.
Right, and you have no, and you have no concept of what is coming. Absolutely. And unfortunately, those younger people will inherit our brave new world. So they are very much a part of this, very much.
Yes, and that speaks to what do we need to do about it, and we're going to talk more about that. But also, one of the things that you talk about is, you know, and we all know about it, this obsession with youth, which is also an aversion to aging, and the whole thing of aging gracefully. I mean, I love, you know, and I think you mentioned, I read in your books, you know, you had the Photoshop pictures. Now, I bring speakers to Women of Wisdom, and I always have to, sometimes I don't recognize people because they've sent me a photo, and then when they show up, that photo is 10 years old. And, you know, it's like we want to hide those wrinkles. And I love it when a woman comes, we get a crone woman, we get somebody as beautiful as Marion Woodman or Jean Schnoderbolin, or all these great elders,
right,
for us. And those wrinkles, they've earned those wrinkles, and there's such a beauty in them. And we really need to honor the age in ourselves, and to be conscious that, living consciously that, and wisely, as you say, that we're bringing... We need to pass down our wealth of knowledge, our experience. We have so much to give to the younger generation, and they have so much to give to us, too, instead of the dishonoring and everything's young. You know, and the media does this to us, too. If you look on the TV, now you're starting to see some older women. You're seeing older women as flight attendants in planes. You're seeing older women as models. We're starting to see it, but there's still an obsession with youth. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You are listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more with Sadina Capanelli.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia. Or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Sedina Cappanelli, author of Do Not Go Quietly. And we're just talking about our elders and the obsession with youth in our culture and how there is so much for our elders to give and they need to be honored and instead of put aside as not valued anymore. And that's kind of sometimes how you feel when you get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's an Emerson quote that I love. He says, as we grow old, the beauty steals inward. When we were younger, let's face it, we had many gifts that we can think about and have memories about, and we may lose as we grow older. But as we age, we have some amazing gifts that we didn't even have access to when we were younger. And when we stand in our wisdom and experience and really honor those gifts and talents, we have more to give and more is given to us. Just as when we allow love to flow through us, we have more love to give. And there are more possibilities unfolding. And we don't have to buy into this myth of youth. We can put a bubble in that balloon and change the way people look at aging. But it does take all of us to look at that subject. There's a lot I could talk about on that subject.
Yeah, and it reminds me, I mean, it's so easy to fall in that place in our minds when we are older, and I'm near your age too, and it's kind of like those days where you just go, oh, I've lost my opportunity, I wish I was young again, what I would have done if I had this knowledge, you know, and the opportunities that young people have. We just went to a performance in Seattle where 26 young women that are part of a program that was at the Seattle Repertory Theater, and they got to go to these plays for 9 months and had this Why We or something, and Why We Act, and Why We Speak, and they put on this performance which were speaking the words that they wrote in their journals during this whole month time. It was so powerful. And you think of like, wow, you know, when I was young, we didn't have these opportunities. And yet, you know, I've got plenty of opportunities looking forward. You know, why do we always look back? And I still have, you know, a good, if I follow my father's history, I have many years to go and many roads to follow still.
Well, you do. And I hear you. And sometimes I can get into that a little bit, too, where I'm thinking that, oh, gosh, no, I don't have these opportunities. But really it's about choice, I find. And I'm not, you know, whatever I'm talking about, by the way, for everybody listening, this book is, we, both George and I, wrote Do Not Go Quietly for both of us, because it's all about every one of our consciousness changing. It's not like we have a consciousness about it that is better than anybody out there. But I do think it is choice, and our power to choose what is best for us is what we have to do on a daily basis, because the idea is that we really can de-age in every moment, and it's kind of a practice. We lose vitality and gain vitality really in each moment. So we become older only when we think we're older. We become younger when we're thinking about what we have to do that's exciting and impactful. And it's kind of like if you're down in a valley and you're hiking and you know you're going to get to the top of that mountain, and then suddenly when you're at the top of the mountain, you know how that feels, where you just take this deep breath and you have this broad, expansive vision. Well, that's what we have now. We just have to open our eyes and see from a higher perspective. And we can look down in the valley and say, yeah, it's beautiful down there. There's a lot of beautiful vegetation and streams. But look at this. I have this broad perspective. I have all of this innate wisdom and knowledge and seasoned time here that I can give my gifts and talents in a new way. And I can explore and be curious. And that's what our book is all about. All the different ways that we can move into this time of life richly empowered. Because, again, as I was saying, our souls are now empowered in a way that we really couldn't have integrated when we were younger. I don't know about you, but I was going way too fast to get anything. Nothing would even sink in. I was going so fast. And I have to even watch that now. But now it's being ready and for these rich experiences that really require a deeper spiritual, emotional, and psychological energy that we have now. So what a gift.
Yes, and there's many things that we need to be working on. I mean, you know, we know the state of the world is in. We have a lot of political, corporations, financial, the environment. There's so many things that need fixing. And we need to look at, I think we can bring the gifts of you know, how we go about this in a different way. And how do you look at this?
Well, Chris, first of all, I look at the positive in every situation when I can. And what I see is that, if you think about it, everybody in the second half of life has either been a witness to or a part of or an instigator in some social and cultural revolution of our time, some of the greatest of our time. Civic rights, human rights, animal rights, nuclear disarmament, gay rights, it goes on and on, right? So why should we now sit back and say, well, let's play golf, you know? We're I think, generations that know what it means to roll up our sleeves and make our world a better place. And we, unfortunately, are living in an out-of-balance, off-course, unfortunately, increasingly compassionless climate. At precisely a time when we're experiencing the most dramatic demographic revolution in history. So this is something we need to really pay attention to, because it's all about the interests of lower taxes for the wealthy and special incentives for corporations. And our guidelines are economic. That's our yardstick for well-being and success. And I just believe that being an elder and aging, which to me, well, in every other culture is a wonderful thing, they'll never have meaning in our culture as long as we measure them by, in the same standards that we measure youth. Aging is not just about being thin and having great skin. It's much deeper than that. It's a time where we can rebalance and redefine aging. Don't you think so?
Oh, yes. And I think women are leading in this, too. Yeah. I mean, I look around the women that I'm surrounded with, some powerful women that are, you know, over 50, and yet we're wanting to balance out with having, like at Woman of Wisdom, bringing in young women, and it's great when we get that fresh energy of the youth and the mix of those ages. The intergenerational, I think, is so important. Well, there's also that so many things to fix, but a lot of your book is about going inward and doing things for yourself first, really looking at your life, where you've been, and what you still want.
Right. Exactly. We have sort of a five-part recipe, and it really does take you through, if you have the willingness to take this time of life and make it the very best time of your life, then the book really does guide you. It does take willingness. It's like anything. We have a choice. And we can honor this time of life, or we can, you know, Michael Mead, who's an author and a good friend of ours, a mythologist, anthropologist. He wrote Fate and Destiny, a wonderful book. And he talks about the olders and the elders. And he says, you know, the olders are those people who, you really just listen to the title of, and you kind of can figure it out, are people that are just chronologically aging. And they're really not looking inside. And then there's the elders who are taking this time of life, and they're seeing that just like the ocean waves have an ebb and a flow, it's a time at the end of our lives, or, you know, as we're getting towards the end, and you can do it when you're, I feel great. I feel, you know, like I'm 40, and I look really good because I take care of myself, because there's no reason why I shouldn't. This is, for me, the best time of my life. So if you read the book, it takes you through, as it is now, sort of what it is like, some of the things we were talking about with our lifestyle revolution and so forth, and the awkward times we're living in. And then part two takes you through concepts and questions and encouragements for the road ahead. We also have wonderful, inspiring stories throughout that are, you know, about wonderful people that didn't even begin to do their artistry and their creativity until they reached 60, 70, 80, 90, some of them, many of them that we revere. Then part three is sort of a harvesting the wisdom of your past and thinking about all that you've garnered to this point that's uniquely you. And then we go on to here and now and your next step on the road to living the life you were born to live. And part five is about charting an amazing course for your future. So throughout the book, you're given opportunities to take a look at your life, and each chapter ends with a life rule, which is a quote. We have hundreds of quotes, and a life achievement. So it would be somebody that, you know, is either famous or not famous. For instance, Carl Sandburg is one of the greatest American poets, and he wrote one of his best inspired poetry when he was in his 80s. And then we have life tools, and the tools will be an interactive dialogue between the reader and us, asking questions and about the chapter that you've just read so that you can really engage. And it's really kind of fun because it's your life. And we put ourselves on hold so much of the time, particularly women. We don't take time for ourselves.
Yeah, and those tools, the questions, the tools that you have are great to really, you can't just read the book. If you really set it aside and think about after each chapter, it would be wonderful exercises. And you're giving a book away today. If anyone calls, first person to call to get the book, call 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819 for the book, Do Not Go Quietly. And then we'll be right back soon and talk more with Sedina Cappanelli.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz. Each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Questions in Consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness. A telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. I'm talking with Sedina Cappanelli, author of Do Not Go Quietly. Sedina, can you give your any contact information or websites where people can find your books?
Mm-hmm. Be happy to. You can go to donotgoquietlythebook.com and also go to agenation.com and, of course, amazon.com. And it's on Kindle. It's in all good bookstores, Barnes & Noble, all over the country. We're doing a little bit of an Amazon push right now, so we'd love you to buy it on Amazon. But wherever you can, we appreciate it. It's time. The book is talking about really a subject whose time has come, we feel.
Yes, because how many millions of people are in this group of people?
Well, it's... A statistic is that in the next few years, quite a few years, but it's happening now. We're in the midst of a tsunami where 150 million people will be in the second half of life for the first time in history. And there's about 160 million younger people who will be responsible for our world as well. And this book, Do Not Go Quietly, is not just about... It's written also for Gen Xers, boomers, and elders. But it also speaks honestly to those who are under 40 who want to better navigate the path ahead and better understand what this world is like that they're going to be responsible for.
Yeah, and there are so many young people you read about who are getting involved in making this a better world, or where their passions are, finding their passions. And some are still trying to figure that out. And some people over 50 are still trying to figure that out.
Exactly. Yeah, this is a totally new territory for many of us. It's not, it's a different life stage from the career and family building years of our 20s, 30s, or even 40s, some of us. It's just new territory because this is not our parents' quote on retirement. We're inventing anew what it means to keep contributing to society, and we're showing generations to come that as you age, you continue to grow and reinvent yourself. And for those of us who are pioneering new paths and still working on big dreams, we're here to show that we are by no means finished and making a significant difference in this world.
Very important. And that's a huge, there's a lot of voting power there in and a lot of things that we need to fix, and you have these whole systems that need to support the elder people, the Medicare and Social Security and all that. It's just going to be interesting. I think we're in for interesting times.
Yes, we are, and it's really up to us. We encourage in the book, it's sort of a social commentary as well, that we, with everything that's happening in our world, shrinking birth rate, decreasing tax rate, it really, no matter how much money you think you have, you're not really protected, or loved ones aren't. I mean, what is it they say that in the last, I think it's the last year of someone's life, is when they spend about 85 to 90% of all the money that they spend on health care is spent in that last year. We just have a crazy situation going on in our world where we need to step up. We need to make it our responsibility that this world honors us. No one else is going to do that for us. We need to demand that everyone, including the wealthiest 5% of all corporations, pay their fair share of taxes. And we need to start building an age-friendly world where our contributions by the elders are honored and their wisdom is respected, experience is respected. I think they've done studies, and every culture where they've left the elders out has imploded. And we need to look at that.
Yeah.
That's a very important thing. And rather than letting those who are maybe half our age have half of our experience, and my husband always says demonstrate about less than half of our intelligence, tell us that our time is over and assign us to marginal roles in our own stories, I mean, that's nonsense. We have our own stories, and it's going to take us to make sure that we are not just pushed off into a little corner. And it's already happening if you look around. If you look at assisted living, I'm sure you went through some of that, Chris, with your father. It's not a pretty picture out there if you don't have any money at all. And there's a great deal of people who don't. I live in New Mexico in Santa Fe, and our state, one-third of all seniors are living on Social Security, about $13,000 a year. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's hard to conceive of living on that little. And the other thing, too, is that I remember in assisted care where my father was, there was like 15 rooms. And I remember when he passed away, the staff there were saying what such a good family we were. We came regularly to visit my dad, take care of him, what was needed, concern, talking to the staff all the time. And they just said, you wouldn't believe the number of people who are just left here.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, my God.
The family just leaves them there, and they don't really participate in their care or seeing them. And, it's quite sad. And who knows for what reasons why. I mean, dysfunctional families or what. But that's so dishonoring. And some of this in your book is about, you talk about harvesting and why you do that, is going back and looking at the issues in our life, what we've done, analyzing. And you even talk about looking at the what's incomplete. what they've never done and what they want to. Let's talk about that, of why you want them to deal, people to deal with the incompletes.
Well, there's something about taking responsibility for what we've done and clearing the way. We've all heard of feng shui. Well, it's part of our lives. If the energy isn't moving, if it isn't allowed to flow, if it's all stuck, if you've got a closet stuffed with old books and things and memories and old clothes and it's just jumbled up, the energy is stuck in there, right? So it's the same way with us. If we don't look at some of the things that we have left to do, and the incompletes can be as simple as we take you through different processes, but it can be just things like, well, how many adventures do I still want to have in my life? How many things have I not done that I want to do? You know, it's that bucket list kind of thing. Or what are some projects that I started that I need to finish or not finish, but decide so that I don't have that energy hanging around in me? Are there people I need to make amends to? It's just a process, and I don't want to wait until I'm 90 or 100 years old to do this, because then it may be a little more difficult. I'd rather start now and make the amends I need to make, clear out the path and the way that I need to, things that I've left undone in my life. And the book, we take you through that, so that it's an interactive process, and you're not left alone to do it. You have a guide throughout. And it's just so freeing when, you know what it feels like if you clean off your desk, mm-hmm. or you've had a big party the night before and suddenly it's just time to clean it up, and when it's done, doesn't it feel good?
So yeah, I just wish it could stay that way. That's the problem.
Well, it's an ongoing process, isn't it? It's life. It's an ongoing process. And just to get established in the ways of doing it, I think, are really positive. This is a really different time of life, and I call it the Aging Consciously backpack. We have a lot of tools for that backpack. I have a new DVD as well called PEP, the Personal Energy Program, and it's kept me looking young and feeling good. It's de-aging and energizing. Whatever it is out there that you can do to keep moving, to keep the energy moving, again, it's a physical, mental, emotional situation. It's also psychological. What is it that I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? Do I need to forgive myself? And again, I don't believe in anti-aging, but it can be sort of enlivened aging or de-aging, if you want to look at it that way. There's a choice between doing something that ages us or de-ages us. Something that makes us more vital or less vital, more healthy, less healthy. And it can be eating well, exercising, or watching TV. We have a choice in every moment. In every moment, we're either moving up to our whole system's frequency is getting higher and we're feeling better and more energized, or our energy is going down because we're not taking care of ourselves. So another piece is to love what you do. Rumi said, let the beauty of what you love be what you do. So thinking about what is it that I love to do in my life? What makes me happy? What makes me smile? I have one life here. What am I going to do that's going to really turn me on in this later passage? Again, every moment is a choice. And it's sort of like, I look at it as rites of passage as well. When we were not really dissimilar to puberty, when we were younger, we had to let go of the younger side of life, our younger self, in order to bloom into a full young adult, right? And now we have a rite of passage of stepping into our midlife or our elder years.
Yeah, and that's important. And I think, because you have a chapter called Lifestyle Revolution, that, you know, we can change our lifestyle at any time. And I think the important thing you said is to keep moving. Well, this is Chris Danis on Voices of Women. And when we return, we'll continue the conversation with Sedina Cappanelli, author of Do Not Go Quietly.
Chris
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner, Michelle Bond, will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking to the author of Do Not Go Quietly, Sedina Cappanelli. And so, Sedina, I'd love to talk about, because in the book you talk about the difference between dreams and desires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, desires are about wants, you know, wanting something. And that's all good, but actually even in the wanting, you're affirming that you don't have it, right? If you think of it. That's what desires are. We can have, I'm not saying that they're not good, that's what wants are. But desires, it's a little bit different, because what we're doing is resurrecting those things inside of us that really have a meaning or a sense for us. So we encourage people to resurrect their dreams, to think of those things that made them feel good when they were younger. In fact, there's a whole a wonderful concept. It's called neoteny. It's the process of growing young. It says that a human being was built to retain the childlike characteristics rather than minimize them. So we can actually grow young by honoring these things that we did when we were younger. And, you know, Einstein said our imagination is more powerful than knowledge. And that's something that we had a lot of when we were younger. So this is about thinking about those things that we really loved to do when we were a child? What made you laugh? What brought you into creativity? What did you like to do? Think of other childhood traits and tap into them. And the childhood traits, let's face it, they were just bigger than life, and we still have them. We have open-mindedness, flexibility, exploration. You were talking earlier about curiosity, joyfulness, daydreaming, believing, trusting, dance, music, anything that makes you come alive, to be thinking of those things, and those are the things that will make you stay young. I think I went around and lost the train of thought, but I really wanted to say that anyway.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me, when I went to Bali in January, I went with a small group of women, and a close friend of mine took us, and wonderful. It was like all my... I got in touch with all my passions that were there. We went snorkeling, I loved to swim, the flowers, the gardening, the travel, the culture, you know, and it was just a fabulous time. And it reminds me of like, oh yeah, I love to do these kinds of things, and how can I do more of it? And how can I maybe put these things together in my career? You know, and it makes you think, and you get very creative when you tap into, you know. So if you like to draw when you were a child and haven't done it for 20 years, go take an art class at a community college, or, you know, do something.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. I'm remembering what your question was now. So it was desires, you know, they come from a place really of absence and lack, as I was saying. And dreams, by comparison, is what you're just talking about. And we're not talking about nighttime dreams, but these flashes of inspiration and intuition and insights that come when we open our hearts. And your heart was no doubtly open when you were there. It's such a lush, beautiful environment. So it's coming more from the right side of the brain, I guess, is what it is. And I also feel very strongly that some of our fear that surrounds the whole concept of aging can be dropped. And we can drop the insufficiencies, doubts. And when we're establishing a strong connection with nature, it can really ground us. So when we come into the autumn of our lives, we can think of it as one of our seasons, just like the earth has her seasons. And we can see the harvesting of autumn and the settling in of winter as no less important than the seeding of spring. And in fact, one without the other is really meaningless. So instead of an unrelated series of fragments in our lives, each period grows out of the next, and it's a unity of the whole that we're working from, a cohesive flow to our lives, or not one period is more important than the next. So everywhere we go, it's like when you were in Bali, everything we do, we can look at it as, wow, I'm in this time of my life. As in the Native American medicine wheel, you're moving around the wheel. That's all you're doing. And you're seeing life from another perspective. And you have so much more to give from this perspective and so much more to take in. So it's really... There's a quote that says, never fear growing old. There are many who have never had the privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And really, isn't it just a privilege to be alive and have an opportunity to be all we can be at any age? And now we have this incomparable wisdom and humor and knowledge and hard-earned understanding and love to share with our fellow human beings. At one time, procreation was what it was all about, you know, having children. And now I believe, George believes, our world really needs our compassion, our understanding, and our wisdom now. That's what the world needs. And each one of us can bring it to the world.
Yes, and just, you know, choose something, do something. I think we were talking before, the word that stuck is moving, get moving, instead of sitting in front of the TV. And, you know, and sometimes I do that. Sometimes I have to debrief and just unwind, and it's kind of late night shows, of, you know, but I have to look at that. Like, am I sitting here because I'm really interested in what I'm saying, or is there something else I'd really rather be doing? And there's choices to look at, the choices we have in our life. But what one last sentence, a closing advice for people who weren't born yesterday, what would it be?
Well, I sort of said it, but I can say again, I just think those of us who weren't born yesterday have the opportunity to reinvent ourselves, to reframe our lives with greater meaning and purpose and passion, and to bring to the world our gifts of wisdom and experience, and to mentor those younger people who will inherit our brave new world. They need it desperately. So remember to ask yourself, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life, as Mary Oliver asked? That question keeps me going. And this is your life. You do have a privilege here because you're still alive. So
yes.
What are you going to do with it? And I just want to encourage everyone to pick up the book and give it a shot. Give it a shot to be the best you can be at this time of life. This is one book. There's many out there. We believe this one can guide you in that process. So
yes, I do recommend it. Check out the book. You can probably see, you know how you see inside pages on Amazon, so you can take a look at it. Again, it's Do Not Go Quietly by Sedina and George Capanelli. And so I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Do not go quietly. What do you still dream to do, and what's stopping you? Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Sedina.
Oh, thank you so much, Chris. It was a wonderful interview. I appreciate your synergy and your energy towards all of this. It's great.
Well, I'm in your age group and doing similar work. So
you're very conscious about it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And so I want to remind everyone interested in Women of Wisdom, sign up for our newsletter, find out about our monthly events. We do have also interesting columns, and we have a book column in our newsletter where you can see, find out all these wonderful books that are available that we recommend. If you're a writer and have a passion for a field of interest for our readers, that would be great. So contact us at wow@womanofwisdom.org. And I also want to announce we have a big fundraiser June 29th if you're in the Seattle area, Sacred Pampering Day for Women, looking for pamperers and healing practitioners and body workers. If you have a gift to share, please check it out. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look under programs. You'll see Pampering Day, and there's information there, an application form, and it's a fabulous fun day and for everyone, whether they're pamperers or they've come there to get pampered. So this is Chris Danis, and I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And you can get that on our website, too, and, of course, Amazon. Next week, I'll be interviewing Penny Pierce, the author of her new book, Leap of Perception. So have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Danis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.